Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. But before we get to that, I have to remind you about the contest that's currently going on, another Marvel-themed event. Each retweet on Twitter from now until the release, I believe it's on July 8th for Thor Love and Thunder. And I will be giving away 2 Funko, what are they called? Funko Pops. You can see them on my pinned tweet on Twitter. So each retweet equals 1 entry per. So this week I am taking on, as I mentioned earlier, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. It's currently only in theaters, but it'll soon be on Disney Plus here probably in a couple months. It's got a runtime of 126 minutes. It's got a quick cast of Benedict Cumberbatch, Elizabeth Olsen, and it's got a rating of PG-13. So without further ado, let's jump right into it for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. What's it about? Benedict Cumberbatch returns as Doctor Strange and this time explores the multiverse in all its strange weirdness. See what I did there? Why to watch it? It is yet another small peek into the multiverse. Benedict yet again plays an amazing Doctor Strange, and it's almost impossible to see anybody else playing the role now. Elizabeth Olsen really shines in this one and maybe even steals the whole thing. They introduce some new characters and open so many other doors, and it's very exciting to what could come next. It also adds a horror take, and it's visually stunning next to none. Oh, and Benedict Wong plays a great one, and yet again is the glue that holds it all together. Why to skip it? It's a bumpy ride. It bounces all over the place, and some of that's by design. It seems that some dots are left unconnected. I know they cut about 40 minutes or so out of this movie, and it appears that that was a bad decision. In the end, I left feeling incomplete and wondered if I just watched Doctor Strange 2 or WandaVision 1.5. There was no Doctor Strange character development that was not already addressed in the first Doctor Strange. It feels like they built up the other characters instead of Doctor Strange, and that's fine to me, but if you were looking for just Doctor Strange character development, this is the wrong one. It seems to pull away from the Doctor Strange movie as a whole because of it. Rating out of 10. I will always wonder what could have been with this one, but I did enjoy the horror aspects that they added to it. But it feels like a missed opportunity. But it's a new take that Marvel desperately needed. Overall, for me, it's a 7.5. For the ones that are telling you to skip it and it's not worth watching, they're lying. It's still very entertaining. It's just missing a little bits of something. What did I get right? What did I get wrong about Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness? You can email me at OMMRpodcast. You can follow me at OMMRpodcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening. As always, please feel free to send this to a Marvel friend that you may know, and especially if they disagree with me. I'd love to banter with people. But so if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spin it with me as we explore the multiverse and things just get strange. Oh, that was a weak one, but I'm going to run with it.